Hey there, I'm Alex Kalish, and this is Practical Prompting, the podcast that turns generative AI hype into everyday wins. Each episode follows a two-act play. Act one, gonna tackle a real-life headache with a single deep dive into how you can use it to help around the house or your typical work, your typical non-work life. Act two, we're gonna zoom out to the bigger picture and figure out how generative AI can help at work. Today's Act One Spotlight, we're gonna be talking about creating a travel plan, how to start one, what techniques to use, techniques to avoid, and making sure that you avoid needing to take a vacation from planning your vacation or your travel plans in general. Today's Act Two Spotlight, we're gonna talk a little bit about how the workplace is changing very fast, faster at some companies than others, but how each of us is on our own journey of what the future looks like. How do we integrate with these new systems? How do we think about work in general? So we're off on our journey, and on your journey of this new discovery, it's really important. Don't stop believing. So if you're into actionable nerdness served with a side of dad jokes, grab your coffee, open your favorite chat window, or if you're driving, keep those eyes on the road. Don't open the chat window. And let's get prompting. Practical prompting. Vacations, travel plans. These are things that some people just dread starting doing. There's so much information out there. There's spreadsheets and different websites that tell you one thing and different people that tell you something else. I mean, when you're looking at a 10-day vacation across the seas, balancing not even two different loyalty plans when you include the airlines, multiple different loyalty programs, multiple different countries potentially, your brain might go into overdrive before you even get started. This has happened to me. If it's happened to you, I apologize that you have been travel planning in, I don't want to say the dark ages, the ages before generative AI. BG AI? Nope, I don't know. We'll have to work on that acronym. Workshop it. So when we start actually looking at the tasks associated with planning such a vacation, if you're like me, you're gonna have tabs everywhere. Tabs on Airbnbs, on hotels, walkabilities, different articles. What do you do in these different locations? What things are really important to look at or experience? How many people can they serve? Are they allowed to have pets or children? Like, what are the different rules associated for the area that you're going? Do we need a rental car? How much is that? And before long, just end up on some sort of social media doom scrolling with no progress being made because there's 20 tabs open and there's so many options and just don't even know where to go. So this pain point is something that actually can feed generative AI. You can give it dates, your budget, points at different, the points that you have in these different loyalty programs from hotels to airlines. And you can detail what must-do things do you need to get done and get a model that returning a draft in the span of 30 seconds. And this structured ask really helps make sure that your time is well spent. And I want to get into iteration because you should think about this in terms of instead of getting the right answer right off the bat, you're going to go back and forth and be like, hey, what about this? What about that? Are there other things to do? And that's worthwhile and all good context for, okay, now generate me the final plan. An example of a prompt, and I'll keep this in the show notes as well, probably posted on Patreon. So again, using the role task constraints model. Here's the prompt. You are a savvy travel planner. Given dates, and you just put in the dates. In this case, it's 10 days, and we'll say September 5th through the 15th. The cities that we're going to go to, just say cities, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about pop music. No, that's not in the prompt. Loyalty, Hilton, X points. Marriott, Y points. Delta, Z points. United, X points again. Must-dos, Harry Potter studio tour, afternoon tea, the Louvre, and one fancy meal. Return with 10-day itinerary, best flights, hotel recommendations with less than a 10-minute walk from transit locations, balance between rail versus air with cost and time, and in a table form. And so what this prompt is doing is it's assuming the role of a travel planner and asking for a specific output with constraints built in. Now, once you get that first output, something that's really important is to iterate, to refine, to ask questions of generative AI, to get more nuance that wasn't captured initially. You can do things like add walking times, optimize the rail segments, export this to a Google Sheet. Each tweak that you add to it is now a new plan that can be completed. You know, we don't want to fly into London. Heathrow, not my favorite airport. Let's go to Paris first, Charles de Gaulle. Great. It'll change the entire makeup. You can ask generative AI to pick hotels based on star ratings and reviews, propose different local cuisines that are open in the times that you're present. And all of these can be packaged into something that would take hours, literally hours of combing through 50, 20, 100 different tabs to find good options. And you're just describing those requirements to generative AI. This can be something that turns into a team activity. It's no longer one person has to do all of this research and come to the table with options. You can just turn this into a little date night event where you and your significant other looking through different options and planning this together. Asking generative AI to add in different components or subtract components that don't sound as fun. Or if you're like, man, this is too structured, make it less rigid with timing, or make it more rigid and we want to do more things. We want to see more things. We want to use a bunch of free activities. All of this can be added into that iteration. And again, this is the idea behind this is to think about going to generative AI, having the vision to go there first, adding those constraints and iterating on it. And this playbook is something, again, it doesn't have to be as structured as you have three cities. It could be a single weekend. You could be brainstorming on options in a area that you just haven't ever been before. And instead of combing through reviews, you're leveraging generative AI's strengths to find those fun things that you would like doing and proposing a solution. So this is something that is magic compared to the research that was required beforehand. How do we translate this into a everyday work task? So let's move on to Act Two, where we're gonna go along this journey from I don't really use generative AI at work to 30 prompts a day or more. You're gonna go from curiosity to an indispensable tool. So in personal life, you just open ChatGPT, open Gemini, you asked it some questions, and you got a great result. You've got your travel plan ready to go. So how many times do you honestly open generative AI at work? Just a quick personal challenge. Think about it in your head. Be honest with yourself. You don't start by diving into the deep end here. When you learn to swim, you go through steps in order to get to that confidence level. And that's what we're going to walk through right now. So the phase one of usage is that sporadic user. And I see most people here right now, where this is how generative AI pilots and the value associated with generative AI is significantly lower than what leaders and what the media and the hype train is actually showing. And it's because it's sporadic usage. Maybe you asked generative AI a couple months ago a question and it returned with a hallucination. Maybe that was partly due to improper prompting. So you asked it and it asked that question in a way that caused generative AI to make something up instead of asking generative AI to craft you a prompt to do something with high accuracy, which is a way that you can mitigate a lot of hallucinations. But also, models were significantly worse just months ago, and they're continuing to get better and better. So when you're learning to swim, you get a little bit of water down your throat, you're choking a little bit, you don't just stop, you re-attack it at a future date. And that's what this day is. Jump online, unless you're driving. Again, if you're driving, please, eyes on the road. Do this when you get back. But I started with asking generative AI maybe once or twice a week, and it was for things like recipes or a dad joke here or there. It was for factoids from the internet, and sometimes those facts were wrong and I was upset with it and I used it less. But how do you start thinking about using it more? And the best way I've found is to every day ask generative AI, how can I use generative AI 10 different ways today? Here's what I'm trying to do. How can I use generative AI? How can I use generative AI? Just asking that question alone sparks curiosity. It sparks the creativity that is needed to reimagine your workplace. This is one of the key critical times of moving from sporadic usage to full indispensable tool. And you know, there's a famous song about not stopping believing. Just don't stop believing here. Get on generative AI. Start asking, how can I use generative AI? And it's going to demystify this very... the number of ways that you can use generative AI is mind-boggling. It's overwhelming. Even for somebody that uses it all the time. I find that there's so many different ways to use generative AI. There are times where I get on a generative AI screen and I hit a blank wall. And what I've trained myself to do is ask generative AI how it can help. Just that small little action starts the snowball rolling. And you get into more of a discovery mode where you're finding some good uses of generative AI. And the pilot value for workplace generative AI in the discovery area is noticeable, but not as much as is hyped up by the media. And there's value in individual use cases, individual tasks, but they're isolated. They only happen once a week, or there's just one time when you're analyzing emails or a slide deck, and that doesn't happen all the time. Maybe it's trip planning or resume writing. Maybe it's a coding snippet, but you're starting to go in from the, I don't really know how to use this. There's so many different ways I've heard I need to use this to, wait, can generative AI do that? Wait, it can do that. It can write me an entire product roadmap. Well, now this turns into a prompt scrapbook. And for those that are listening, I personally believe that there are very few prompts that you need to reuse and retain, because each time you approach a problem, you can just ask generative AI to craft you a prompt to do so. And you're going to get better results because it'll be tailored towards what you're looking for. However, if you do have a prompt scrapbook and you do like collecting those, it's great. Pokemon, collections in general, stamp, coin, collecting is fun. So if you like collecting prompts and you want to make a prompt scrapbook, I highly recommend that you author all of your prompts so that there is a variable component. You might have a block of text which is reusable, and then at the bottom it says, but look at this city, or but I'm trying to do this, or I'm looking to, like, the goal is this, or I am now doing this job. And now all of a sudden that little bit at the bottom changes the approach that generative AI will take. So if you're asking it to list out 10 different ways that it can help you in your job and your job changes, you can keep that saved prompt where it's like, list out 10 different ways that generative AI can help in blank role, and you fill in the blank. That's a value added endeavor. And it makes it so that your prompt scrapbook is something that you can reuse with very high results by changing just a couple words, changing a couple constraints or a couple variables. In this phase, I really try to push people into list 10 different ways that I can solve this problem with generative AI, or specifically with off-the-shelf generative AI techniques. That way, you're not having to create some brand new LLM to solve something multifaceted. It'll give you 10 results where it breaks down the problem you're facing at work into something that off-the-shelf generative AI tools can use. So the next phase is when we're starting to get into habit forming, habitual use. And this is where people start thinking with generative AI. Super users that are redefining what work looks like. I've seen people, when they're in their email, immediately every single email go to generative AI. I've seen people craft stand-up notes from yesterday's stand-up to today and use some of those same themes. Notes from a meeting and creating the next meeting's agenda item or follow-up actions. I've seen SQL queries that get made, so that's a simple querying language, and it's something that's used for grabbing pieces of data in a database. And there's a language and a format that's required, and I've seen people use it for every single SQL goes through generative AI first. For therapy and journaling, for career progression, voice to prompt on phone, where you're using your vocal capacity to talk faster and get that information into generative AI sooner. So instead of typing at, let's say you're pretty quick, and I think it's like 60 to 100 words per minute, you're able to talk in the tune of 150 to 200 words per minute. And now that transcript goes directly into generative AI. And when you're thinking with generative AI, these types of techniques start becoming second nature, and they're redefining the workflow. So your peers, if you see them as super users, all of a sudden they're doing 5 to 10 tasks simultaneously because they're leveraging generative AI to its strengths. You can, at this point, I've seen people actually take a step back and be like, analyze how I'm using generative AI and propose different ways that I can use generative AI more effectively. And then you get into some really fun stuff where it talks about different prompting techniques where you use things like chain of thought prompting. And I'll have a talk on the one prompt that I would recommend keeping because it's that good. So this habit making, one of the ways that you can start doing this beyond just asking for a list of 10 ways that generative AI can help is to find out whenever there's friction, when you're frustrated about something, take a step back, stop, ask AI first. And this could just be like taking that action to write 20 words into generative AI and be like, what's going on? And the reward for doing so is going to be, you're going to find generative AI solutions where you didn't even know there was problems or frustrations. So the first step is just like, or one of the ways of habit forming is identifying when something is bothering you at work, and then going to generative AI and asking about how to solve that pain point. So there's some guardrails you can also set up as you're along your journey. And that could be like a 5-minute rule, because it's very easy to go down a rabbit hole and get really deep into some cool information that you probably don't need for your work. And so when you have a 5-minute rule, this guardrail helps you on your journey moving towards value-added tasks for you, and not, there's so many different things you can look at and you're looking at the wrong thing. There's also ways that you can establish ethical AI practices, and I'll have an entire talk on governance and ethical AI, and I'm sure there's going to be multiple talks on that as well. But this keeps you grounded in moving forward in the ways that are most valuable to you. So I recommend tracking your prompts just for 1 week. If you're hitting 10 a day, hit me up on LinkedIn at Alex Kalish. So that's K-A-L-I-S-H. First 50 people, I'll send you a Ask AI First sticker just for your laptop. Paste it right on there. It looks like a stop sign, and it's just a reminder to go to AI first. And this wraps up our episode today. We learned how to move from how do I even start to wow, I just hit 3 prompts before I even had my coffee or while I'm listening to this podcast. Remember, every big Gen AI win starts with just one tiny question typed into a box. If you want a little daily reminder, send us your Gen AI power, like your victory lap. Maybe that's a flawless trip itinerary, 15 seconds to email draft something, and just post a screenshot. Send, hashtag it with Practical Prompting Podcast. You can tag me at LinkedIn, Alex at Alex Kalish. And the first 50 folks that do so, like I said, I'll send you a stop sign, Ask AI First sticker, and you can keep this train rolling. So plan bold, prompt often, and let the bots handle the baggage. I'll see you at 30 a day. 30 prompts, that is. This has been Practical Prompting. Thanks, everyone.